It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Kirk Maynard. Oh my gosh, it's so loud today.
I know. A little extra.
I gotta turn it down a little.
Turn it up.
All right, so do we have any fun facts? We were going to have facts. You've been in jury duty so long, I don't know.
Saving up some fun facts. Let's see what I got.
All right.
It'll be Jamie quiz time.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if I can handle that today.
Email, radio show. Okay, so I've been doing, kind of going back and forth with the market stats.
Yeah.
So let's test your knowledge from 2 weeks ago. We're back to North Pole stats. Again, this is coming from the Alaska MLS. We think we have about a third or 40% participation, so enough for us to think this information is accurate. So yeah. North Pole report, average sales price, Jamie, take a stab.
$350.
Close, $338. That's down 6.5% month over month. Average days on market. Want to take a stab?
I'm going to say 40.
75.
Jeez. Okay.
And price per square foot?
200.
That was what Fairbanks was, I think, last week. 226, and that's up 3.2%.
Okay.
There's your fun facts.
Nice. So I think that really bodes well, though, for our buyers right now. It gives them some opportunity to look at houses to make a little bit of a less rushed decision.
Can I do Fairbanks again?
Yeah.
Since they came back. Okay, so this came out this week, too. So average sales price for the Fairbanks.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go a little bit. I'm going to go 340.
It's very close, 335.
Okay.
It's down less than 1%. Average days on market.
85.
92.
Okay.
And average, or the price per square foot?
220.
It is 195. Okay. So I think it was closer to 200 last time we did this.
So
that's down 1.5%. But we expect these trends to go the other direction as people get more educated on the gas line. And then, of course, if Glen Farm makes their final investment decision, which we were expecting the second week of December, but it could be mid to late December, I think everybody will change their tune.
Yeah.
There you go.
But like I was saying, I think it's exciting just because it's still competitive. You know, it still depends on the property, still depends on location. But
thank you for saying that.
I think that there's still some great houses out there that some people have overlooked. And it's allowed for people to come back and buy things that maybe they wouldn't consider or offer a little bit less on houses that maybe they wouldn't normally get because they can kind of go outside their budget a little bit. So we've looked at houses offered $10,000 less, got that. Doesn't happen always.
Correct.
But there's sometimes there's options. Yeah. Sometimes sellers are just willing to negotiate some or.
Maybe I mentioned this last week. I have a past client who has asked me to facilitate a sale of his house to his tenant, and he is selling. I did the math with, you know, what I charge for commission or what could be charged for commission between both parties, and he's still leaving, you know, chunks of money on the table.
Yeah.
And in addition, he's given him a seller concession in buyer's closing costs. So it's still definitely a thing.
Yeah. So I think that if you are considering buying in December or buying in January, like I just met some fabulous buyers this last weekend and I told them it's time to get, you know, your lender in order. I gave them three lenders to take a look at, to interview with, to figure out which lender felt good for them. Because I said the minute you think, you know, you're not 100% sure, that's when the house is going to pop up that you're really interested in putting an offer on and you're going to want to be able to just put that offer down. They're ready to find a family home. And so I said, if you're already seeing stuff on the market that you're interested in, but not 100% sure, it was great. We went and saw a house, just took a look at it, which was fantastic because I was able to give the seller's feedback, see it for another client of mine as well that needed input on it. So it was two birds, one stone because they were out of town. So I took video of the same house and then sent it to them. but it had an unfinished basement and they were not interested in finishing a basement at all. So it was good to know that they were like, we don't do this. So it was a lot more basement than the picture showed. It looked more like a room was unfinished, but it was actually more like three rooms were unfinished. So they were just like, this is a lot more project than we thought it was going to be. Which again, I think sometimes the pictures are not necessarily deceiving, but sometimes they can be deceiving when you start really looking at things and then thinking this house might need all new appliances or might need, you know, we don't want this carpet or we are going to need an updated bathroom. We're going to need an updated kitchen. Once you start really ticking boxes, sometimes it can start. It's kind of like our house. You know, at first I was just like, oh, we need a new bathroom. We need two new bathrooms. But really, once I started looking at it, I was like, really, we need updated flooring. We need an updated kitchen. We really should update all the bathrooms because we have a jetted tub in the bathroom that they updated. And I am just not a fan of jetted tubs. I can't, as I've worked with clients more and more, it's hard to find people that work on jetted tubs. I think if you don't run a jetted tub every week, things can get like debris in the jets. It just isn't.
It's
so
true.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, I just don't feel like it's a really healthy, I don't know. I mean, again, no, I'm not trying to like pour shade on anybody that has a jetted tub. Like we had jetted tubs growing up. We use them all the time. My mom loved a jetted tub.
We have a jetted tub.
Yeah. And to me, if you use
like
them regularly, yes,
myself.
It's true. But you also have, aren't you well? You're on a well.
Yes.
If we were on a well, that would be a totally different story because I would take a soak, as you call it, probably every 3 days. But being on a tank that we have to fill.
True.
I'm not a fan of a tub every week because I'm kind of like, to me.
Do you guys haul your own water? Or do you have it delivered?
We don't. We have it delivered.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still not free.
We hauled for a year and then I said, we will never haul again. We will have a company and I will shout out to all the water companies in town. They are freaking amazing. Their service is quality. We've used Water Wagon and we've used the water company.
Billy Montana, if you are listening with Water Wagon.
They are both phenomenal. They have both come through. Their delivery service is amazing. They've both come next day through rain or shine. It doesn't matter the weather. So I'm there's no stress there. But I just think when you're trying to be conservative of water and you're thinking about like,
yes.
Do I want to do loads of laundry and dishes and all those other things? Or do I want to take a soak in a bath all the time? I'd rather just have a nice bathtub than a jetted tub. But if I was on a well, then a jetted tub or a jacuzzi or a hot tub, all those features would be something that I would
like. It would be nice if you cleaned up a little bit too, because you sometimes look like somebody from, you know, England in the Depression era.
Sometimes I feel like we should take a time out on the radio and there should be nothing but violence in the studio.
Wow.
All right. So our show today, if you're just joining us, is not Beat Up on Kirk Day, but selling your home during the holidays. So we really want to talk about, we do think it's appropriate. We've talked in past shows that you should decorate. You should enjoy your home if it's your last holiday in your house. But if you are selling, we want you to create a warm and cozy first impression. So think about, you know, we want you to still live in the house. We want you to enjoy the house.
So you're saying you don't have to box everything up and have
correct
one present and
yes
a tree that's 12 inches and,
yes
and every last decoration
I think
put in the storage.
I've seen absolutely beautiful houses where it's just very warm, it's very inviting. I've definitely seen where you're walking in and they're definitely celebrating the holidays there. You know, the fireplace is going. I think they're really highlighting all of the features of what they're, so you're really focusing on staging the house. You're making sure that you're highlighting the best features. And so, and it's not, I think the biggest thing is that we're not overdoing it with the decoration. So I think when you think about it, you want to make sure that you're not going to pull out every one of your lawn ornaments. So the blow-ups are really, really popular. I think that that's fantastic. But I think you could have, let's say, one blow-up so that you're saying maybe that's the house that, you know, you're going to, hypothetically, let's say you have maybe a reindeer out there. But again, that's going to be the first impression. That's going to be something that they're going to be looking at. So I think what's really beautiful is the ice lanterns are very beautiful. You can make those. They're very inexpensive. You do them in the buckets. You put the candles out. They light your driveway.
Our neighbor has been doing it for, we've been in the house since 2007. So, yeah.
My sister does it.
She's probably done it for
20 years.
Street gets it.
And I think it's just really beautiful. I think it lines the driveway. But again, it's a lot of work. So if that's not something you want to do, I think you just have to think about the first impression. You want them to, especially if you're selling your home, you want them to take in the house and not be distracted by.
So do you not recommend Clark Griswolding the?
Yes,
the...
I do not recommend Clark. I mean, I recommend it because it's hysterically funny. But I think that then they get distracted. And I think people can also think, what is that going to look like? Are they leaving all those lights? Am I going to have to take down all those lights?
That's true.
Buy the house.
I hadn't thought about that.
What is that going to be like for me? There are some people that don't like lights on the house.
Sure.
They don't like a lot of decoration. They're maybe not big decorators. They're not Clark Griswold people. They're maybe very minimalistic people. And so in their head, they're like, oh my gosh, they're probably going to leave all those Christmas lights. I'm going to have to get up there in the summertime. I'm going to have to take all those things off the roof, off the gutters.
I think I brought this up on another show, but I'm a big fan of, and we have owned one or two, the projectors.
Yes.
I just plug it in. We have a head bolt heater or a head bolt outlet. I just plug that in and I switch it between Halloween and Christmas and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And they're fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And cool. And they move around and they dance. And
yep. And we bought the big wreath from Costco and it actually inspired probably 10 or 15 of our neighbors to go.
The real wreaths that were made out of?
This wasn't the real wreath. It was the lit up wreath.
Okay.
But it inspired like 10 or 15 of our neighbors to go out and get the same wreath and they stop by our house.
Can they click Costco in the show notes to find that?
They can in the show notes. Yes. But I think that you can have, again, just pretty minimal. I think a wreath on a door is very, very lovely. I think if you have heaters outside, again, if you have a really nice porch and you have some of your decor outside, keeping it minimal, if you want them to still sit out there, if you're still enjoying that. And I bring that up because we have houses sitting on the market from anywhere from 30 to 90 days, so it could be a little while before your house sells. So that you might still be enjoying your porch or still enjoying the northern lights. So you might pack up some of your stuff, but you might be like, oh well, we're still enjoying cooking outside. We're still enjoying having some seating outside. So you want to think about highlighting.
Just not at 20 and 30 below.
Right. But you might want to think about, you're still highlighting the fact that you have a beautiful deck, a wraparound deck, a really nice front porch. So you might want them to, I will always bring up, I wish I had the address of that house and who the realtor was, because I'll have to look it up so I can highlight, because they did such a phenomenal job. It was just so welcoming on that porch to have the heated lamps, the fact that they had the fireplace going. I think sometimes when it's all set up, when they know that showings are happening and you can see, I think there's something to be said when you have the fireplace going.
Is it an actual fireplace or is it a wood stove?
Well, there's a difference. So I think, to me, when I think of the Blaze Kings, those to me are fireplaces. Those to me are wood stoves or pellet stoves, you know, like if,
right.
Depending. And then I think a fireplace looks more like it's more flat against the more of a built-in.
Yeah, it's in the wall and has a traditional chimney.
Yes.
And could have a fireplace insert or it could just be the original fireplace.
But I mean, again, I think if you can have those going,
I agree.
We went into one house that we were showing it in maybe March, and they had actually turned on the wood stove and had it going so that we could feel the heat of it. And it was so lovely that I remember the husband looked at me and he said, Blaze King, all right, selling feature. And he I remember because this was the highest priced house that we were going to see. And I had saved it for the last. And he goes, save the best for last, I see. And they had set it up so well for the showing, and it had two rooms that were unfinished downstairs. And he said, oh, and it even has some projects for me, because he was a builder, and this was going to be their summer home. And he was so thrilled that he was not even upset that this was the highest price. Like, this was the highest price that they wanted to spend, but it checked every box. And so this was the house that they purchased immediately. But it was set up so lovely by the sellers. They had just highlighted every feature.
I'll warn you not to blow out. Like, Lisa likes to have it at 80 degrees, which blows out the children. They hate it hot.
No.
It's way too hot.
Yeah, no.
You shouldn't be running around in swimsuit and
nope.
when it's 30 below out. But the 70s, like 75 is kind of nice.
Yes.
Walk in from 30 below to a 75 degree house that
yep.
with a wood stove. I mean, yeah, total feature.
Yep. Well, they even had a sunroom. And they had the heater lamps going on the sunroom outside because it was like a cool sunroom.
Oh.
And then they had music going as well. So they had put on like a soundtrack on the radio. So they had the surround sound going throughout the house so we could listen to music. They had highlighted every feature. And then they had a couple of little notes for us, like, don't forget to open the refrigerator. We have a built-in... they were leaving something, and then they were like, don't forget to check out the wine fridge underneath. That, of course, stays with the house. So they had just highlighted a couple of really fun features of the house.
That's cool. I've seen that before. I think that's great.
And so, it was just things like, again, I'd been to another house that Zeb was actually selling that I remember he texted me prior and was like, do not forget to check out the wine cellar downstairs. And so it's just really, and he was like, make sure it really shows a lot better if you flip on all the lights, and don't forget the kitchen. Just has an amazing range in there. And so I think when you get some of those things and you're really able to highlight some of the special features of the house, I think, to come back to what we were talking about with the Christmas decorations, I think if it just is minimal, so you have the tree and you have, you have a couple stockings or you have the things that are out, but it's not so much. You don't have 150 snowmen out. You don't have a blow up in your house. The lights are, if you love colored lights, that's fine, but you have soft white lighting.
I like that, yeah.
It's just pretty minimal. It's not, you kind of pick out your favorite decorations and you just use very minimalistic decorations. So you're not getting lost in the kitchen. You're not getting lost with the Christmas decorations. You're still really highlighting all of the things that are fantastic in your house. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back to just talk about your Christmas decorations, still selling your house, still highlighting all of your fabulous things, but still celebrating Christmas in your house.
Thanks, Jamie. We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jimmy.
Oh my gosh, we got to fix that. Otherwise, it seems weird. Where's Lisa? Where's Lisa? It's like, where's Waldo? All right. If you're just joining us, we're talking about decorating for Christmas, but still selling your house. We are talking about don't overdo the decorations. Keep it pretty neutral. Think about, you know, it's really important still to avoid overly personal decor. Skip the family stockings, really personalized ornaments. You just want to go with neutral classic colors, silver, gold, white. It really helps buyers picture themselves there. So if you can kind of tone things down, you really want to show off the main living space. So you want to make sure that area still really shines. So you want things to still be really clean. You want things to be really open. So make sure that if you are moving your furniture around, that things are still open. People are still able to navigate. Again, we always tell people that if they are selling their homes to move their items, if you're boxing things up, move it to a room. If that's all the space that you have, just pick one room to kind of start boxing things up. Or if you have a garage, to start putting things into the garage. So that way it's just a designated space versus every single room has boxes in it, because then otherwise it starts to feel very overwhelming to a buyer.
And you know what we've done is I've probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 shelving sets from Costco.
Yeah.
That we put in there. So we put things going in tubs like Christmas. Yep. Christmas tubs. We probably have 10, 20 Christmas tubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just organize it. All goes against the walls and it's nice out of the way. And when time comes to sell our house, I mean, that's going to be a great way for us to just pack everything up, put everything up in tubs and shelving and declutter.
Yes. Those are things to think about as you're, you know, really starting to sell your house, but especially at the holidays, even as you, let's say you get through the holidays and you still have your decorations up, you just want to make sure things stay well lit.
Do you take yours down the day after Christmas?
No, we don't. I think we have to keep them up till January. There's a specific day.
Valentine's Day?
A specific day in January that we're allowed to take them down. Scents are really important, especially during the holidays. That really can help things sell. You really want it to have a warm holiday. What was I going to say? The scents, like cinnamon is really good.
I'll caution you, one, on candles. Candles give off carbon. Carbon collects to the nails heads on the studs. So I caution you there. And then recently, I'm assuming if Europe is banning it, then the United States will be banning it. But I think the little waxy thing melts. Mm-hmm. I've heard those are toxic. But I don't know.
I don't know either. We have actually started burning soy candles, like 100% soy. They're much more expensive. They're very brutal. But they don't give off, they don't burn the same way that other candles burn.
Hmm.
So they don't.
Should I check ChatGPT?
See what it says. It just melts different. It burns different. So that's something to check out. But again, you can also do the aerosol sprays. There's also plugins in your, the plugins that,
yeah, the plugins are a great idea.
It just can warm things up. You just really want things to smell clean. Baking cookies. We did that. I did a showing out in
cinnamon cookies. There you go.
Where did I go? I went out toward Esther. We had a showing in Esther, and they had little bottles of water for us during the buying consultation. Or I'm sorry, not consultation that we were doing, but the showing. And they had take a cookie, and they actually had in the cutest little basket cookies to go with the address of the house that the homeowner had made. And it was so cute. But the whole house smelled amazing because they smelled like sugar cookies. So it was something that they didn't decide on that house just because they were really torn about whether or not they were going to live in Esther or not. But that was their number one. If they had not found this other house, that was going to be their number one house in Esther. And they could not stop talking about how amazing that house smelled.
Okay, I'm going to jump in.
Yeah.
Speaking of smells. Soy candles generally give off less carbon than paraffin candles, but they do not give off zero.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
I endorse soy at this point. Keep things clean and tidy. So winter weather can bring an extra mess. So you really want to stay upon your cleaning. Think about, I cannot stress enough, mats. People pack up the mats, especially if you're going to vacate your house during the winter and sell it empty and vacant, and then they take out the winter mat, but then there's nowhere for people to stand on, and you bring in the snow and the water, then we're taking off our boots, or there's nowhere
for
us.
That's true.
So I love a good, so normally even if I'm the person that's selling the house and they take everything out, I go and I purchase a mat for my sellers. But it's just something really, really nice to have a mat to take your shoes off on. Or make sure that there's, even if it's not something that you normally have there by the door, put one down so people can take their shoes off. Or even think about, even if you don't like normally have a chair or a bench there, think about, sometimes I just have older clients that sitting down and taking their shoes off is really nice. So think about, I kind of just always encouraged people to think about, if you have people, where are they taking their shoes and stuff off? And some of us don't have Arctic entryways, so some, you might want to just set some chairs there for people to take their shoes off.
And I bought, it's like a pack of 500, 1,000 booties.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're perfect on, but they keep at least mud out or some of it, or some of it off. So, as a seller, you could, you know, have that ready to go too, where especially people that have lace-up boots that are just super difficult
to take off.
Yeah. So it's nice to have those.
Yes. And I always tell people to take their shoes off just because I never know if they're wearing cleats, or anything that would scratch the floor. But again, if I always encourage the sellers to put little notes on the door that remind people to take their shoes off. But making sure that you're wiping down that area and just cleaning it up, cleaning up the entryway. We went into one house that it was the most bizarre thing. They must have had 150 pairs of shoes. They had shoes in the entryway, shoes lining up the stairs, another shoe area, and then we were expected to take our shoes off. And there were so many shoes. I just was like, this is the most bizarre. Like, there were no room really for us to take our shoes off because there were so many pairs of shoes.
Interesting.
There. And I thought,
I've run into that occasionally, but yes, that's a good point.
So I mean, if I had been their listing agent, I would have told them to just put all their shoes in a tote and move that out of the way for people to be able to be in the entryway. So just really look at that. The other thing I'm really going to mention is stay flexible with showings. So again, we're in the holiday season. You need to think about, people are going to want to see houses around the holidays.
Christmas Eve and Christmas morning.
Maybe not those 2 days, but some people really start looking again on the 26th, especially if they don't have a lot of time.
That's true. And they might be on some sort of break where it's good for them to get out and look at houses.
Exactly. And sometimes it's when their kids are home from school, the whole family is together. Like my last client that I just, he wanted his daughter, we waited till his daughter got off school. She was 11 years old. It was really important that she saw the space that was going to be hers. So she came on most all of the showings with us. So that was just a big deal for her to be able to see the room that was going to be her space for her. So you just need to think about, if you're going to be the person that's selling, you need to have some flexibility with when you're going to be available during the holidays to allow for showings. Because sometimes we start thinking, oh, I don't want anybody in the house. And that can be a really valuable time for people to have their whole family together to be able to. I've had people that have finally had time to get here to Alaska on the 27th, 26th, and then they want to start seeing houses. And some people are like, I'm not interested in having people in the house at this time. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, they've flown from Florida to go see houses and they only have like 72 hours and we're trying to fit in as many houses as we possibly can. So just think about that. Thinking about, you know, if you're just joining us for the show, just think about being flexible for selling times and accommodating as much as you can. So, and then highlight energy saving features. That is really starting to be a big deal, especially if the windows have been changed out or anything that you've kind of done to help with bringing costs down. Solar panels, that has been fabulous. That was in the last house I just sold. That was a big thing for my buyer. But making sure if you have some of those things, make sure you're really highlighting those anywhere and letting your listing agent know about those. Showing off storage spaces. Storage is a big deal.
For
so making sure that they can see about
the top items.
Yeah, see about how much space they have. You know, you want to be able to open all the closets. We're going to look in everything. So even if it's got stuff in it, we want to be able to see the depth of under the stairs, in things. So just don't block off stuff so that we're not able to access closets and then any storage access.
And remember, we're about over time. So,
I know.
But yeah, you can get we talked about independent rental has those storage units that can come drop off. You can shove all your stuff in there and then downsize everything. I'm so sorry. We got to go, Jamie.
I know.
Good call.
Happy holidays. Give us a call, 907-378-2400. If you need anything, I can get you to Kirk or I. Have a great day. Stay tuned for
Behind the Mission, United Way. Take care.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Alaska Frontier Media Active production.